You lose a lot when you lose a job. Reliable income, health insurance, and other benefits. But one thing we don't always think about losing is a sense of identity that can come along with a job. Our jobs are what we do, often the first thing a person learns about us. And when we find ourselves without it, finding that sense of self can take a little more work and reflection. That's been a big issue with job losses during the pandemic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you feel like we put a lot of our identity or sense of self in our work, our careers? Have you experienced feeling a little lost in that way after losing a job, changing careers, taking some time off, in addition to the possible economic hardship, of course, that comes along with that? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mindy Thompson is a professor of counseling psychology and director of the Work and Wellness Lab at UW-Madison. She's a licensed and registered health service psychologist. Mindy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about this aspect of loss that can go along with losing a job? I mean, obviously there's the financial hardship, but talk about this identity that we can lose when we leave a workplace behind.
Yeah, it's just as you said, that there's so much of our identities wrapped up in what we do. You know, oftentimes the first thing, you know, within the first 5 minutes of meeting somebody new, a common question is, what do you do for work, right? What do you do? And it really signifies how in our culture, especially where we are in our times, of how much work means to us, how much we tend to wrap ourselves up in what it is that we do for work, whether that's work within the home or work out of the home. And it really does, as you mentioned, speak to the importance of understanding and paying attention to this aspect in the midst of such hardship, right? So there's so many of us that are struggling. We're in a time of pretty severe upheaval in terms of levels of unemployment and underemployment, and folks who are transitioning from one job to another or currently out of work. And so that's an important thing for us to be keeping in mind, that it's not just about the financial components, which absolutely are essential, but to think about the other ways that work disruptions can impact our lives.
So for somebody in this situation, and this could be somebody who's lost a job involuntarily, of course, being laid off, somebody who's changing a career of their own accord, or maybe somebody who just retired, how do we start to define ourselves when we realize we don't have that job and it was a big part of what we thought of who we were?
Yeah, it's really important to think about ourselves as sort of whole selves, right? We have the selves that are connected to the work that we do, and that work, if that's paid work, then it's connected to how that meets our needs for financial survival and for power. But it's also really important to think about the other needs that work fulfills. So the social connections that we get from work, the routines and the habits that are part of our working day. And when those things are gone and when they're not available in the same way, it really does require some adjustment. We have to think about how can I get those needs met in other ways? What do I need to set up for myself to make sure that I have an opportunity to connect with others? How do I establish some new habits or rituals that are going to be important to provide some structure for my day, or the new way that I'm perceiving myself? If I've, you know, as you said, if I've transitioned into retirement, I still need to figure out, what does that then mean for my life from day to day, from moment to moment, how I engage in different activities, how I interact with different people and gain social connection.
That's a really interesting point you just brought up. It's not just about identity, but the structure work can bring. We build our work days around work, and in a lot of ways our weekends, whether they happen on a Saturday or Sunday or whenever, around that work routine. How can we build a structure into our lives during stretches when we don't have a job for whatever reason?
Yeah, it's really important to think about, you know, and sometimes I work with clients and it's just about what might seem like really basic things like getting out of bed at a certain time, right? Maybe taking a shower, getting dressed, even if you're not leaving the house or your apartment. Sometimes it's about thinking through what parts of your day you might want to, if you're a person who's looking for a new job and actively in that phase of trying to gain employment, it's thinking about how can you structure some blocks of time in your day that you're going to spend to engage in that work, right? If you're somebody who's not in a position where you're looking for a new job, it's how do you start to think about what might be ways to structure in other forms of leisure, or maybe it's forms of taking care of yourself, or maybe it's ways in which you're giving back or you're contributing in a different way than you were contributing when you had a job.
We're talking to Mindy Thompson, professor of counseling psychology and director of the Work and Wellness Lab at UW-Madison. We're talking about our jobs and ourselves, our identities, and what we lose when we leave work for whatever reason. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Has this ever happened to you? Is this happening to you right now? You have left a job because you were laid off, because you retired, whatever the reason, and it left you with questions about who you are, what your identity was, what you do with your time during the day. And how did you answer those questions? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Now, Mindy, I've read some psychologists who say, you know, the conversation in some ways shouldn't be starting when we leave a job. Maybe we need to be thinking about our relationship to our workplace, even when we're at a job. How do we start to build boundaries so that we're not feeling like we're defined, you know, 80-90% about by what we do for a living?
Yeah, that's such an important piece, right? That we want to not, when we no longer have work, that's the time where we want to pay attention to these things. But instead, we want to really start to expand sort of the whole focus of our lives, right? The rest of our lives outside of our work lives, even when we are in a position of employment, that we have a space to define ourselves in different ways, right? To figure out what are the things, the interests, the hobbies that I might have, what are the leisure interests I might pursue, what are ways that I can build a connection with my family and my community, what are ways in which I might be able to contribute to or give back to others, so that we aren't sort of stuck in this place where the only thing that brings meaning or the only thing that brings joy into our lives is our work.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. David is with us in Lincoln. David, hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, David. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I'm calling because for 25 years, I had a pretty long career as a massage therapist in private practice. And about 4 years ago, I decided to make a change. And I changed from I had been a volunteer EMT on an ambulance service locally here in northern Wisconsin. And I went back to school so that I could become a paramedic. And I got a job working for a local fire department here.
Wow.
Professionally as a firefighter paramedic. And I guess my comment is the most difficult part of that transition for me was going from working at a job where I really had a high degree of mastery and, you know, the skills involved with the job. I was really good at that. And then going to a job where I basically was learning all of these skills all the time. And I'm still learning them, you know, as I go. There's a lot to, you know, patient care on an ambulance, and there's a lot to fighting fire. But the psychologically hard part for me was going from knowing what I was doing to having to continuously learn new skills.
Wow. So, scary and exciting, it sounds like to me, David, at the same time.
Sure. Definitely. Yeah.
David, thanks a lot for that call. Mindy, I love what he said there about, you know, his old job. He had that sense of mastery of the things he was doing, and he gave that up, and he's learning now. But that is something we can lose when we leave a job, the sense that, hey, this is something, there's something out there that I'm really good at.
Yes. Yes, that sense of self-efficacy, the confidence that we know how to do something and we're contributing and making a difference in some ways. And David, as you mentioned, when that's gone or when that's changed in a significant way as you took on this new position and put yourself in back into that learner role and that learner mindset, it really speaks to the ways in which it's so important to be expanding our identities, right? And that doesn't always feel easy in the moment. And as you know, the exciting part of it is you are transitioning and really learning and gaining a whole new set of skills and mastering a whole new set of skills.
We're picking up our talk now with Mindy Thompson, professor of counseling psychology and director of the Work and Wellness Lab at UW-Madison. We're talking about how our work can shape our identity and what happens when we lose a job and need to recreate our sense of self. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Kim is with us in Madison. Kim, hello.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. What do you want to tell us about, Kim?
I'm a nurse, and about not quite 3 years ago, I retired, and I thought, what am I going to do if I'm not a nurse? Who will I be? And now I feel like I'm so happy I was a nurse, but I'm so happy that I don't have to care for people anymore. Take care of myself a little bit.
That's great. What's your answer to the question, Kim? Because I'm curious for my own future. What did you decide you were now that you're not a nurse anymore?
I'm still a nurse, I guess. But, you know, it's like, I see my grandkids. Obviously, I don't see them now, but, you know, like before the pandemic, I got to spend more time with them and do things with my daughter and travel with my husband because he travels a lot for work. And my mom had passed away in this amount of time, and so I take care of my dad. So I do take care of people, but not in the same way.
Kim, thank you so much for sharing that story. And Mindy, I hear Kim, and I love this, and I've seen people recommend this. She didn't define herself now by nouns, but by verbs. She's traveling. She's spending more time, pre-pandemic, spending more time with family and things like that.
Yes. And Kim, I love the, you know, you were taking care of other people and you made a shift to take care of more of yourself and of the folks around you and your family, and really being able to reinvent sort of your sense of identity around that caretaker role, but in a way that feels like you're able to give back to yourself in the process and nurture those relationships that are really important to you.
Kim, thanks a lot for sharing your story at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Eric next in Beaver Dam. Eric, hi.
How are we doing today?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Eric?
So I worked at a motorcycle dealership in Beaver Dam for 23 years. It was a family-owned business that my grandfather owned since 1958. And due to many reasons, we closed the store. So it was definitely my identity. We were obviously a motorcycle dealership, and it completely changed my outlook on what to do next. Because after I did this for so long, I was looking for a different opportunity, which I did find shortly before we closed. But I now sell insulated concrete forms and for a company called Stronghold ICF. And I'm embracing the fact that I don't have to go to a establishment every day and say punch a clock to get in and get a paycheck. But at least now I have not necessarily a different identity. I'm still Eric, but definitely a different drive and definitely learning every day, as this is a completely different career path.
Eric, thanks a lot. He's still Eric, Mindy, Eric says, even though he's doing something different.
Yeah, I love that, Eric, that keeping connected to who you are and you as a person. And so often we can lose that when we become too wrapped up in our work, which unfortunately is what our society tends to teach us and condition us to do. And just love the fact that you're finding ways to have a job identity that feels a little bit maybe more meaningful for you, or that you're not just kind of punching that clock, and to use your words.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Glad you found a new line of work. We're talking to Mindy Thompson from UW-Madison, professor of counseling psychology there, looking at how our identity can be wrapped up in our job, and then what happens when we leave that job because we get laid off or we retire, whatever the case may be. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Roger in Grantsford. Roger, hi.
Hi, how are you doing? I love the topic of the show. It's been on my mind a lot. Mm-hmm. I was a machinist in a factory here in town for almost 25 years. And due to some medical injuries, I lost my job. And then I decided, but you know, hey, I might as well start farming and doing stuff. And I did odd jobs on the side, but I lost the structure of being on someplace at some time. And now Mama says, well, how did you ever get anything done? Can't get nothing done now. It's like I lost my whole time thing, my time frame.
And Roger, are you figuring out ways to build that structure into your day now? Or is this still a work in progress for you?
It's still a work in progress. I haven't been there since 2006. And I worked out of, like I said, out of the 23 years was night shift.
Ooh.
Graveyard shift for 23 years. That destroys your body and your... I don't sleep. I wander around at night like a vampire. You know? It's like, and then try to farm and whatever. And it's been tough. You know? And then the medical issues and stuff. But it's terrible to try to get back any kind of structure of time. You don't have no one to call to or no one to answer to but yourself. And if you don't get it done, the only one you can blame is yourself.
Well, Roger, good luck. We're pulling for you to find that structure and get a routine and sleep at night, too. So, Roger, a big hit there, Mindy. The job, the nighttime schedule, which is, after doing it for years, really hard to break out of. And again, a big part of who he was. What do you think?
Yeah, Roger, thanks for sharing. And I hear that this has been a really tough transition. And thanks for bringing up the medical piece, right? I think that's so important that when we have injuries and illnesses that we're managing, that the impact that has on our ability to work. And it's such an important, certainly right now, we're seeing that more and more. We know that a lot of folks are struggling in this space. And, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're finding some other ways to kind of dabble in some new interests, right? Getting into farming and finding structure in those ways. I also think, you know, maybe one thing I'd encourage you to do is that habit of staying up and being a night owl and actually having your body have adapted to that after so many years, to start to find small ways to break that habit, right? And so what are some ways that you might be able to do things at night to get to sleep a little sooner, but also what are some things that you could give yourself to structure into those nighttime routines, even if you are up, instead of just sort of feeling like you're walking aimlessly? Are there things you could decide you're going to do during that time?
Roger, thanks again for calling. Time for one more caller, I think. Annie is with us in Appleton. Annie, hi.
Yes, calling. Time for one more caller, I think. Annie.
I think we might have lost Annie. Let's try Mike in Oregon. Mike, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me. Great topic today. It really hits close to home in my heart. I lost my job with a large corporation in a technical sales position right as COVID was hitting. And man, was it difficult to find a position. You can't go in and meet with people. You have to do things online. I'm a little older, so you know, all this technique and all that. I left, I got some help. But it's very stressful, and I really, you know, advise people to save some money, because you never know when a rainy day is going to come. Blessing in some ways, because working for a huge corporation, it was very difficult and stressful in itself. Now I'm working for a smaller family-owned company, and the stress level has just been 99% less, and I'm just so much happier. But what a pull over here.
That's fine. Mike, thank you so much for sharing that. Mindy, I think that's a great perspective. It was stressful and tough. Understandably, it is possible, Mike tells us, to come out maybe in a better position after you work through this.
Yeah, and Mike, I appreciate your sense of perseverance, right? And the beginning of the pandemic is a really tough time to have lost your job. And so sticking it out and finding something that it sounds like is a much better fit for you overall in your level of stress from day to day that you're able to have in your new company compared to your prior one.
Thanks for that call. And Mindy, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Mindy Thompson, a professor of counseling psychology and director of the Work and Wellness Lab at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's also a licensed and registered health service psychologist. We've been talking about how our work can be a big part of our identity and what happens then when we leave a job or a career by choice or otherwise. Thank you so much for sharing all of your stories. And you can keep sharing stories, by the way, over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know if you have been through this yourself recently or in the past, how you got through it, if you're still working on it, and how you I guess, reinvented yourself after losing a job that had defined you, maybe for, as some of our callers did, for decades. Again, that's the Ideas Network Facebook page.